Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
Hello again, Northwest Christian School family. We are going to continue the conversation. Some friends brought up some of the things we're saying right now. Could be people wouldn't like what we're saying. I get that. I totally get that. And do I be quiet? Do I not say anything now? What do I do? So I think that's kind of the key of what today is. How do we handle this situation, this in kingdom culture view?
Yeah, I think that one of the ways that we can go about it when we're talking with friends, first of all, like, we need to actually love people. Yeah. It's simple, and you should have homosexual friends. You should have friends of other ethnicities. You should be a person who is inviting and winsome and loves people because you want to share the gospel. We're supposed to love our neighbor. And I have transgender neighbors. There's literally a lesbian Wiccan who lives down the street from me. And I've been to her house, and we've talked about Jesus, and it's great. Mm-hmm. We need to love our neighbors. But love doesn't mean that you always agree with everything people say or how they live, right? Think about Jesus literally told us to love our enemies. Mm-hmm. Enemy means you disagree on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably right. Kind of a big deal, right? Yeah. You have a big disagreement about something. Mm-hmm. And we Jesus believes we can love people that we have major differences with. And so our culture believes that you can't do that. That if you disagree with me, you hate me. That's not true. Mm-hmm. None of us agree with everybody on anything. Mm-hmm. And the flip side of it is that when somebody disagree, when we disagree with somebody and they get upset about it, mm-hmm. They are disagreeing with us. So we're both just doing the same thing to each other. And I like to point that out to people sometimes is when they'll say, well, that's bigoted or that's hate speech. I'll say, wait a second, so you disagree with what I'm saying? So you hate me? Well, no, of course not. Okay, so we can disagree and not hate each other. And if you can define that and show them that this isn't about hating, this just is about talking and discussing and having disagreements, mm-hmm. I think it's a good way to go.
Yeah. And it's this antithetical idea that truth equals hate.
Yeah.
Right? And it stands opposed to what Jesus said. We can truth and love. Those two things are always go together. You know what I'm saying? And so those two things can coexist, that we can be truthful with someone and love them at the same time. And actually, to be truthful, I've heard you say before, is to love someone. And so they can't be mutually exclusive.
And you can always be a jerk and just beat people over the head with truth, right? And we've seen that. You can't. You could beat people over the head with truth. Yeah. And that is so ineffective, and that is not how Jesus called us to live.
Or you cannot say anything and claim love again, under the banner of love. Yeah. And
it's not either or. I think you said, you know, that scripture, speak the truth in love. And I feel like we have this sense that you have to do one or the other. Either I speak the truth, but then I come off as a jerk. I'm just a jerk. Or I love, but I'm not going to speak the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, at the heart of what Jesus says, no, these two things belong together, and they belong together in the person of Christ. Mm. And so God is always bringing us back face to face with his son because he wants us to be in relationship with him. And so even as we're trying to navigate this world of a world that says, you know, the gender identity and sexuality, and these are my identities. And if you don't agree with me, you hate me. And as we're trying to navigate this world, we're reminded that, oh, that's right. Like, I need Jesus. Mm-hmm. I need to be face to face with Jesus because I want to speak the truth in love. And that only happens through Jesus because he's the one who figured out how to do it. Right. Yeah. He's the one. And so by his spirit, we can engage the culture and we can courageously say, hey, I stand on the traditional biblical conviction of there are two genders, male and female, and sex belongs between a man and a woman in the covenant of marriage. And I can stand there confidently with conviction and love people. Mm-hmm. That's true. It's just true because Jesus has called us to that and he did it first.
Yep. I think another thing too to point out to people help our society understand is because they believe this idea that if I'm not having sex with somebody, I can't love anybody. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Like, are you saying that people who have these desires shouldn't have sex with other people? And we say, well, yeah. Like, I know I have friends who are celibate people who have same-sex attraction. Mm-hmm. And they want to honor God, and they believe it's wrong. Mm. And guess what? They love people. Mm. And I'm pretty sure Jesus loved people, and he wasn't married. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Paul says you can love people and not have sex with them. And to be honest, most of the people in my life who I love are people I don't have sex with.
Probably.
Right?
All except for
one.
All except for my spouse.
It's true. Right. It's an important thing to this lie that you can't have intimacy with people unless you're having a sexual relationship. Mm. It's a lie that our culture, again, has bought into, right? I blame the 80s movies.
Oh, really? Why are you looking at the old man?
I was there.
You were watching the 80s movies in the theater. Yeah. I'm a little younger than you.
You are.
Junior high still, so I wasn't allowed.
I think this all ties into what we talked about. Our identity is not in our color. It's not in our gender. It's not in our gender identity. It's not in our sexuality. It's in our stance. I am a child of God.
Yes.
And if I don't have that, we're wasting all our time right here. And students I know still will always deal with that issue. I even sometimes, who am I? Yes. Mm-hmm. I really want to know who I am. Right. And again, am I a father? Am I a husband? Am I an employee at Northwest Christian School? What's my identity? I've wrestled with that. We all have.
Right. And I think behind that question, who am I, is the question of, I think you brought this up, about who's gets to define reality. Mm-hmm. And so I say, who am I? Who am I directing that question to? Am I directing that question to the world? Because the world is going to say, well, you are this. You are your race. You are your gender. You are your sexual orientation. This is who you are. Am I directing that question to myself? Then I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. Like, I have to figure out who I am. And then about every 2 years, I have to be somebody different because I don't fit in that. Or do we believe that there is a creator and a designer who has spoken everything into existence, and he has a purpose and a plan, and he's created and designed me exactly as he has for me to be in a purpose? And then that question gets turned to him. And so I think behind like this, yes, we are image bearers. We are a child of God. And in that, we need to know this God. Yeah. We need to know this God because he's the one saying, this is the world that I've created. And this is what I'm going to have you walk in.
And the reality is that it's difficult for people to come to grips with the fact that they're sinners. Like, some people don't have same sex desire, but they're still sinners. And some people do, and they're still sinners, you know. And looking in the mirror and being able to have an honest self-assessment and come to a place where, like, I don't have it together and I do need God, right? The place of repentance. That is something that I think everyone needs to come to, and especially, you know, when you struggle with those things. And I think that that's why it's so difficult, a pill for someone to swallow, when you tell them that same-sex attraction is not godly, not the way God designed it, you know?
So. Yeah, the human condition is bizarre because we're so valuable. We're the most valuable thing in creation, aside from God.
Yeah.
Right. And we're broke.
Yeah.
And we're the victim of sin happening to us, and we're also the perpetrator of sin happening.
Exactly.
We are a bizarre thing, and when you don't know who made you, you don't know what you were designed to be, your purpose, you don't know about the brokenness, right? The sin. What are you going to grab as your identifying markers, right? Well, the world is going to tell you what they are. Mm-hmm. And we have got to seek truth, not opinion, right?
True.
Seek reality, not mythology. Those are the things that, and it's on us to go discover what's real out there.
Yeah.
And man, this Bible thing and this Jesus thing is pretty great because it's proven over and over and over and over again that he's legit and that the dude rose out of the dead, therefore it's all true. And we have reason to believe
it. The ultimate mic drop.
Yeah. And he says that I'm valuable, and he says that I'm important, and he says that God designed this whole thing to operate in a certain way, and then his word tells me that we broke it. And he came to fix it. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty phenomenal story, and the best part of the story is it's a real story.
Yeah.
And so living in light of reality will bring life in abundance. living in light of lies and mythology always brings destruction and heartache and despair, because you realize the false savior you were following didn't work.
Yeah.
And there's only one real savior.
Yeah. And that savior could be, that you're seeking could be anything.
Anything.
It yeah, could be success. It could be ministry.
It could be theology. Yeah.
It could be theology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
The
face. There it is. Wow. The face. That's great.
Guys, I'm super humbled. I'm thankful for you as my friends.
Exactly.
And thankful for your input to this conversation. And thank you for following along and wanting to engage this culture, and kingdom-minded, and know who you are. Again, I can't say that enough. I can't tell myself that enough. I can't tell people in this room enough how loved you are by God, how much He cares about you. And that's your identity. That's who you are. Love you. God bless you.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.